Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrecht with a musical tribute dedicated to the successor of Peter. For this, we turn to our music historian, Monsignor Philip Whitmore.
I was 26 years old when I entered the seminary in London. To an earlier generation, that would have seemed a pretty late start. A priest by the name of Nicholas Wiseman was exactly the same age when he became rector of the English College here in Rome in 1828. Already by that stage he'd made a name for himself as a scholar of Oriental languages. Obviously what you might call a high flyer. At that time, England was still considered missionary territory, and the scattered Catholic population was under the care of vicars apostolic. In 1840, Wiseman returned to England to assist the vicar apostolic in the Midlands. 10 years later, Pope Pius IX set up 13 fully-fledged Catholic dioceses in England and Wales. He made Nicholas Wiseman the first Archbishop of Westminster and a cardinal. In addition to his many other gifts as a churchman and a scholar, Wiseman dabbled in literature. He actually wrote a novel called Fabiola, or The Church of the Catacombs. And he wrote the text of the hymn, Full in the Panting Heart of Rome. Wiseman was nothing if not flamboyant. He ruffled quite a few feathers in the British establishment with his pastoral letter Out of the Flaminian Gate, speaking of the powers of government granted him by the Pope over English territory. That same flamboyant language is used all through this hymn. The golden roof, the marble walls, the Vatican's majestic halls, the note redouble till it fills with echoes sweet the seven hills. And he's particularly keen to underline the loyalty of the Pope's Catholic subjects in England. From torrid south to frozen north, that wave harmonious stretches forth, yet strikes no chord more true to Rome's than rings within our hearts and homes. The electric telegraph had been invented by Samuel Morse in the 1840s. Always eager to use vivid and up-to-date imagery, Wiseman makes reference to it in the last verse of God Bless Our Pope. This final verse is so completely over the top that nobody prints it these days. I found it in a 1932 hymn book that belonged to my parents. It goes like this. For like the sparks of unseen fire that speak along the magic wire, from home to home, from heart to heart, these words of countless children dart. There's nothing like a few really topical references to bring your message home. The trouble is, after 150 years, they lose some of their impact. You can see why most editors skip that verse. The feast of Saints Peter and Paul is one when our thoughts turn particularly to the city of Rome, the city where those great apostles were martyred and where they've been venerated ever since the first century. What Wiseman calls the apostles' crowning dome, Michelangelo's great masterpiece, is a familiar sight to anyone who's visited Rome. So June the 29th is a real Roman feast day. And it's an occasion when Catholics all over the world reaffirm their loyalty and their love towards Peter's successor. Viva il Papa! God bless our Pope!
My thanks there go to Monsignor Philip Whitmore. Monsignor Whitmore is a music historian currently working at the Vatican's Secretariat of State. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.